This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana has ended. On the last day of election campaign in Haryana, star campaigners of various parties held public meetings and road shows to garner public support in favour of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed a Jan Ashirwad rally in Palwal. Congress MP Dipender Hooda addressed a public meeting in Kalka this morning. The single-phase polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on Saturday. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of October along with Jammu and Kashmir. The government today launched the pilot project of the Prime Minister's internship scheme. The scheme, which was announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Union Budget 2024-25, aims to provide internship opportunities to 1 crore youth in top 500 companies over 5 years. Sources in the Ministry of Corporate Affairs said the government has earmarked 800 crore rupees for this pilot project. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal, pminternship.mca.gov.in. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to embrace strong moral values in behaviour and work ethics. She was addressing the convocation ceremony of Mohanlal Sukhadia University in Udaipur today. On the first day of her two-day Rajasthan visit, the president said the students should not do any such act in their life which may tarnish their character. She said the highest moral values should be part of their behaviour and work style. The president said that Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar believed that character is more important than education. In Bihar, water level of several overflowing rivers has started receding, but in many areas they are still above the danger level. Around 15 lakh people in 17 districts have been affected by flood due to rise of water level of Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda, Bagmati and other rivers. Our correspondent reports that flood affected people from Shivhar to Sitamarhi and Madhubani to Darbhanga have taken shelter on embankments and highways. The International Film Festival and Forum on Environment and Wildlife, Vatavaran, was inaugurated today at Paryavaran Bhavan in New Delhi. The theme for the three-day film festival is Wetlands for Life, focusing on the awareness and conservation of the wetlands ecosystem. Speaking at the event, Director General of Forest in the Ministry of Environment, Jitendra Kumar, highlighted that wetlands are very important to India due to their ecological and economic benefits. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty continued their downward trend for the fourth consecutive session following massive selling across all sectors. The markets witnessed their biggest fall in 2 months, impacted largely by weak global sentiment amid escalating conflict in West Asia. At close, the Sensex tanked 1,769 points to close at 82,497, while the Nifty tumbled 546 points to settle at 25,250. Both the indices slipped over 2.1% each. Global air travel is facing significant disruptions as tensions escalate in West Asia. According to media reports, airlines worldwide are diverting or cancelling flights, while regional airports in Lebanon, Israel and Kuwait are experiencing long delays. In response to recent events, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency has advised all European airlines to avoid Iranian airspace. The advisory is effective until the end of this month. According to reports, around 85% of departures from Dubai International Airport, a major global hub, are currently delayed as airlines scramble to reroute flights away from West Asia. In cricket, Scotland was 71 for 5 in 14.4 overs in the opening match of the 9th edition of ICC Women's T20 World Cup at Sharjah Cricket Stadium, UAE. Earlier, Bangladesh set a target of 120 runs for debutant Scotland. And with that, we end this news bulletin.